Hi, welcome to the second part of C# interview questions and answers. It will prepare you with the basic and advanced knowledge of C# programming and help you ace your next interview. Question 21, what are the data types available in C#? Answer, C# encompasses two primary categories of data types, value types and reference types. Value types consist of primitive types such as int, float, double, and bool, as well as user-defined structs. Reference types include objects, strings, and user-defined classes. Question 22, what are the various loop types supported in C#? Answer, C# supports three loop types, for, while, and do while. The for loop is employed for iterating over a sequence of values. The while loop executes a block of code repeatedly as long as a specific condition remains true. The do while loop is similar to the while loop but ensures that the loop body is executed at least once. Question 23. How does exception handling function in C#? Answer, in C#, exception handling is accomplished using try-catch finally blocks. The code that may throw an exception is placed within the try block. The catch block is utilized to catch and handle the exception. The finally block is applied to execute code that should be run irrespective of whether an exception was thrown. Question 24. What is object-oriented programming in C#? Answer, object-oriented programming is a programming paradigm that employs objects and classes to organize code. C# is an object-oriented language that supports OOPS concepts such as encapsulation, inheritance, and polymorphism. Question 25. What is inheritance in C#? Answer, inheritance is a fundamental feature of object-oriented programming that enables a subclass to inherit properties and methods from its superclass. Inheritance in C# is achieved using the extends keyword. The subclass has the ability to override methods of the superclass and introduce new methods and properties. Question 26. What is polymorphism in C#? Answer, polymorphism is another essential concept in OOP that allows objects of different classes to be treated as if they belong to the same type. Polymorphism in C# is achieved through two mechanisms, inheritance and interfaces. Polymorphism facilitates code reuse and simplifies the maintenance of large code bases. Question 27. What is encapsulation in C#? Answer, encapsulation is the practice of concealing the internal implementation details of an object from the external world. In C#, encapsulation is attained using access modifiers such as public, private, and protected. Encapsulation ensures that the internal state of an object cannot be unintentionally modified from outside the class. Question 28. What is abstraction in C#? Answer, abstraction is the process of hiding implementation details while only showing the necessary information to the user. In C#, abstraction can be achieved through abstract classes, interfaces, and access modifiers. Question 29. What is a delegate in C#? Answer, a delegate in C# is a type that characterizes a reference to a method with a specific signature. Delegates enable passing methods as parameters, making them useful for implementing callback methods. Question 30. What is a lambda expression in C#? Answer, a lambda expression in C# is a concise way to define an anonymous method. It allows the creation of functions without explicitly defining a separate method and is commonly used in LINQ queries. Question 31. Why should you use C# language? Answer, C# offers an accessible learning curve, making it easier for beginners to learn. C# is a versatile, object-oriented programming language. C# facilitates component-oriented development. C# is a structured language, supporting readability of code. C# can be compiled on multiple platforms. Programs written in C# tend to be efficient. C# is an integral part of the .NET framework. Question 32. Define a thread in C#. Answer, a thread in C# refers to an independent execution path within a program that operates concurrently alongside the main program flow. Threads enable multitasking and parallel processing, thereby enhancing program performance by executing tasks simultaneously. Question 33. What is the difference between throw and throw X in C#? Answer, below are the points of differences between throw and throw X. Syntax. Throw expression. Throw X expression. Behavior. Throw throws the exception and preserves the original stack trace. Throw X throws the exception and replaces the original stack trace with the current one. Use case. Throw is utilized to propagate an exception that has been caught. Throw X is utilized to propagate an exception that has been caught, but with a modified stack trace. Question 34. What is the concept of an interface in C#? Answer. An interface in C# defines a contract that specifies a set of methods, properties, and events that must be implemented by a class. It facilitates abstraction and loose coupling, promoting modularity and flexibility in code design. Question 35. How does a struct differ from a class in C#? Answer. In C#, a struct is a value type, whereas a class is a reference type. Structs are stored on the stack, while classes are stored on the heap. Structs are commonly used for lightweight objects, whereas classes are suitable for more complex objects. Question 36. What does the term namespace mean in C#? Answer. In C#, a namespace is a mechanism for organizing code. It provides a way to keep one set of names distinct from another. Namespaces help prevent naming conflicts and are used to organize classes in the .NET framework. Declaring custom namespaces aids in controlling the scope of names in larger projects. Question 37. What is a constructor in C#? Answer. A constructor is a special method useful for initializing objects in C#. A constructor in C# is invoked automatically when an object is created, and it can receive parameters to set the initial values of the object's properties. Question 38. What is the significance of a static constructor in C#? Answer. A static constructor in C# is a special type of constructor that initializes static data members of a class. It is called only once, before the first instance of the class is created or any static members are accessed. It cannot take parameters, must have a private access modifier. The aim of a static constructor is to guarantee static members are initialized before use. Question 39. What is a sealed class in C#? Answer. In C#, a sealed class is one that cannot be inherited from. It is marked with the sealed keyword and prevents further derivation in the class hierarchy. Sealed classes are often used to protect the implementation details of a class from modification or extension. Question 40. What is a generic class in C#? Answer. A generic class in C# is a class that can operate on multiple data types without the need for separate implementations. It is defined using type parameters, which are specified when the class is instantiated. Generic classes have generic methods and properties and are valuable for creating reusable data structures and algorithms. Thank you for listening to our podcast.